Torah Kuf Nun Hey, Chapter 155. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Atzlus Humido Ro Ma'oid. Sadness, depression, is a very bad character trait. Umashodom Einoi Noisei La Hatzadik. When we find that a person does not pick himself up and travel to go to the tzaddik, humachmas atzvus ukvedus. It's usually because of sadness, depression, and heaviness. The opposite of excitement, the opposite of zrizus. V'chein ma she'enoi mispalel koroi. And so too, when we find that there are people who aren't really investing in their prayer properly, they're not really putting in everything that they can into their prayer, chugamkein machmas atzvus v'atzlus. It's usually because of sadness, depression, lack of simcha, lack of happiness, and a laziness. Hainu machmas chisoroin emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal equates this with lack of emuna, lack of faith in Hashem. Because a person who really believes in Hashem and believes that Hashem is all good, he's the best of the best, and Hashem only has my best interest in mind. And if Hashem says to pray to him, then that person would put everything they possibly could into it, or anything that's significant in bringing them close to Hashem. If a person really believed in Hashem, and believed in the Torah, and believed in tzaddikim, they would have energy, they would be excited to do what needs to be done. And when that excitement is missing, Rabbeinu Zal says, it implies a deficiency in emunah, in faith, which is reflected in lack of simcha, lack of happiness. And that lack of happiness is what causes sadness, depression, and this heaviness. We've mentioned in the past that the Zohar HaKadosh says something incredibly profound. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in our declaration of faith in Hashem, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Jews, Hashem, our Hashem is one. He's the one and only. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that if you look in a Sefer Torah, the word Shema, the ayin is written oversized, large. And in the word Echad, the Dalid is written larger than a regular letter. Those two letters make up the word Eid, which means witness, because in saying these words, we are testifying, we are attesting to our faith in Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh says the remaining letters, the Shin Mem of Shema, and the Aleph Ches of Echad, spell the word Esmach, I will be happy. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, faith generates joy and happiness. A person who really believes is a happy person, whether things seem to go well for them, whether things seem to be very difficult, they're happy, because I believe. I believe in Hashem, I believe my daddy is the best, I believe he wouldn't do anything to hurt me, he wouldn't do anything that isn't really for my benefit, so whatever happens, it's great. And I'm always happy, in a happy mood, and I'm excited to serve him with any type of service, especially tefillah, which is the most important service. And now Rabbeinu Zal makes an incredibly powerful statement. Ki bevadai im hoyoloi emuna shlema, because it is most definitely true that if a person had complete faith, perfect faith, and the person would believe that Hashem is standing right over them, and Hashem is listening to every word that's coming out of my mouth in prayer, that person would not have any sadness or heaviness or laziness in their prayer. Their prayer would be filled with excitement and joy. The person would definitely be praying properly, the way a Jew should be praying, with major simcha. However, the main thing that takes away from our prayer, that's causing confusion and weakening and our prayer, is a deficiency in emunah, a lack of emunah. V'alkein noifel olav atzlus v'atzlus. And because the emuna is not complete, because the person doesn't really believe completely, therefore there's room for laziness and sadness. Umevalvel est filosoi. And this messes up the person's prayer. Ki ikar ho'atzlus v'ho'atzlus humachmas chisorin emuna. Because the main causes of lack of happiness and laziness is a weakness in faith. Kemoy lemoshel. And now Rabbeinu Zal gives a very interesting comparison. He compares it to something very interesting. Kishemenichin chito be'eretz toiva. When we put a kernel of wheat into fertile ground, ground that's very fertile, that's very productive, azai hu goydel v'tsoymeach yofe, then that kernel of wheat will produce, it'll grow beautifully, ve'ein mazik loy shum ruach v'loy zikim v'ramim, and nothing will harm it in any way. No winds, no thunder, no lightning, nothing will have any negative effect on it. It'll be able to stand up to all the elements and produce and succeed. V'zeh machmas sheyesh koyach hatsoymeach v'koyach hagoydel. That's because the earth that you put into was fertile earth, earth that has the power, it's empowered to make things grow. Alkein ein mazik loy shum dovor. Therefore, the kernel that's planted into it, nothing can harm it, nothing can block it from going forward, from advancing and producing. Avol kishenoisnim hachito be'eretz she'enoy toivel Israel. Whereas, when we put that kernel into ground that is not fertile, that isn't suitable for planting, azai hu nirkav boretz, then instead of growing, that kernel, that seed will rot in the earth. Machma she'en loy koyach hatsoymeach v'koyach hagoydel. Because the earth there does not have the power to make things grow, make things that are put into it to make them grow. Ve'emuna hi bechinas koyach hagoydel v'koyach hatsoymeach. Rabbeinu Zal tells us that faith is the power that makes things grow. Kemoy shekosuv, as it says in Megillas Esther, Vayehi oimein es hadaso. It's speaking about Mordechai at Tzadik, who raised his niece, Esther. So it says, and her nickname was Hadassah. So the Pasuk says, Vayehi oimein, the word oimein means to raise, to lift up. Loshen gidul, which means to grow, to produce. And as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, page 31, the Gemara there quotes a pasuk, which we say every Saturday night after the tefillah of Maariv, those that say V'yiten lecha, there we say, there's a pasuk, V'hoyo emunas itecha choysen yeshuois chochmas v'das. And the Gemara tells us that the six words that are mentioned there, emunas itecha, correspond to the six sections of Mishnah. So that the first word, emunas, corresponds to the section called zroim. Zroim means planting, all the different laws that are related to when a person plants trees or vegetation, any type of vegetation. So it says, emuna ze seder zroim. Faith, that's associated with planting, with producing. V'alkein kisheyesh loy emuna, and therefore when a person has real faith, shehi bechinas koyach hagoydel v'koyach hatzameach, which is the energy that causes things to grow and produce, azai ein mazik loy shum dovor, then nothing can harm that person, nothing can block that person from achieving success. Ve'eino yore mishum odom u'mishum dovor. The person is not afraid of any person or any obstacle in their path. U'mispalel bechius koroi. And then that person prays with full energy and excitement, the way a Jew is supposed to. V'noisei ala hatzadik. And that person will be able to pick themselves up and travel, go whatever distance they need to go, and overcome whatever elements, rain, snow, wind, heat, in order to get to the tzaddik. Again, if they believe in Hashem, if they believe that the person is a tzaddik, and this person is in a position to help me in an incredible way, ki einoi misyorei u'mispached mishum inyan sheba'olam. Because when a person's faith is solid, then that person isn't afraid of anything. Avol kishiyesh chisoron be'emuna. Whereas, when a person is lacking in faith, when the faith is not 100%, azai ein loy koyach hagoydel v'koyach hatzameach, then that person is lacking that energy which gives a person the ability to grow, to advance, to move. Vazai hu nirkav mamish. And then that person can actually rot, literally rot, kemoy hachitonal, like that kernel when we put it into the ground and the ground is not fertile. The ground doesn't have that energy to make things grow. Then the kernel just rots. V'alkein yesh loy atzlus v'atzlus ukvedus. And that's why the person feels a heaviness and a laziness and a lack of joy and happiness. V'hu nirkav mamish. Rabbi Nizal says the person literally rots. They wither away. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to introduce another term, and he's going to equate this term to emuna. V'zeh b'chinas erech apayim. This is also the term erech apayim, that's one of the 13 attributes of Hashem. Erech apayim has many definitions, like every word of Lashon Kodesh. One of the best ways to define it is patience, tolerance, the ability to tolerate. Hainu, ma she'eino yore mishum dovor, meaning that a person doesn't get panicky from anything. Nothing gets them nervous or panicky. Ve'eino mashgiach al shum bitul ubilbul bavoidosoi. And the person will actually ignore anything that would try to disturb his service of Hashem, that would try to hold him back and weaken his excitement in serving Hashem. Rak oises shaloi. But rather, the person just does his thing. He does what he needs to do and ignores, is able to ignore completely and look beyond the obstacles. Ze bechinas erech apayim. This is what the term erech apayim means. She'ein shum dovor yochoy leval veloisoy. That nothing can confuse the person. Nothing gets in that person's way. Kiloy ichbaslei shum dovor. Because nothing bothers them. Nothing disturbs them. Nothing changes their focus. They're focusing on a certain goal, which is extremely important and meaningful and special to them. And therefore, everything else is minor or insignificant in comparison. Rak oise es shaloi bavoidose es Hashem Yisborach. But rather, the person proceeds and does what they need to do in serving Hashem. Ki erech apayim hu tolui bebechinas emuna. Rabbi Nizal tells us now, this quality, this tolerance, and this ability to stay focused and not to let anything bother you and not to let anything frighten you or disturb you is dependent on faith. Ki kol zman, and now Rabbi Nizal is going to show us this, because we know that the term arichas apayim is also used as an antonym for kas. Kas means anger, and we use the term quick-tempered, a person who's quick to lose it, explode. The slightest thing can tick them off and make them to do things, take them way off course. And erech apayim is the opposite of that. Erech apayim is patience, the ability to tolerate, where other people would lose it, would fly off the handle, would explode, would yell, would scream, would smash things. This person is calm, collected, and doesn't veer off course whatsoever from what their intentions were. Because the Gemara tells us, the Sifri tells us, ki kol zman sheyesh avoydezora boilam, charoinaf boilam. As long as there is idol worship in the world, there is the anger of Hashem in the world. There's anger in the world. So idol worship, which is the opposite of faith, is synonymous with anger. Avla Yidei Emuna, but where there's faith, the opposite of idol worship, Shehu Hepech Avodah Zorah, Nizbatel Hacharoy Naf, the anger disappears. V'zoichen La'aricha Sapayim, and the person is zoicha to patience, tolerance, calmness, Shehu Hepech Hacharoy Naf, which is the opposite of anger and quick-temperedness. Hainu shezoiche al yedei emuna la'aricha sapayim. What this teaches us is that the more a person develops their faith and increases and improves their faith in Hashem, in Torah, in tzaddikim, in everything that's holy, the more that will decrease the person's chances of getting angry, losing it. That will increase a person's tolerance, patience. Sheyarich apoy al kol dvar bilbul umaniya sho'ivar alav bitfilosoy vavoidosoy, whereby the person will be able to take a deep breath and be patient, exercise patience and tolerance regarding anything that would try to mess him up, confuse him, or any obstacle that the person is experiencing in their prayer or in any act of serving Hashem. Sheyizboil hakoil. The person will be able to handle everything. Velo yisatzev, and they won't get depressed. Velo yisatzev al yidei zeh, and they won't get lazy. It won't take the air out of them. It won't take the excitement, the happiness, the joy, the motivation, the inspiration. It won't harm that in any way, klal, in whatsoever. But rather, rak yatzoy ruchoy, but rather the person will control and contain that power that would want to be angry, that would want to explode. The person will control that, withhold that, v'lo yichbaslei klal, and will not let anything bother them. V'yase shaloi bavoidosoi, the person will go ahead and do what they need to do, what they want to do in serving Hashem. V'yavor al hakoil, and they'll get over everything. They'll pass over all the obstacles. And the person will not allow any of the obstacles or troubles to disturb them at all whatsoever. Shekol ze, all of this that we're describing, hu bechinas erech hapayim, all goes under this term erech hapayim, shezoichin al yedei emuna, which a person achieves through faith. Shehu bechinas koyach hagoydel v'koyach hatzameach, which we said earlier, faith is that energy which empowers and enables things to grow, to advance, to overcome. Kal yidei zeh hu goydel v'tsoymeach u'matzliach b'avodosoy. Because through this faith, through this quality of erech hapayim, the person grows and advances and is successful in their serving Hashem. We take the example of Yosef HaTzadik, who was so good. You know, the Torah defines him as good. It says, Yosef ben Shvasre Shona. Yosef was 17 years old. And the Mefarshim point out, why is the Torah stopped to tell us about the fact that he was 17? Because 17 is Toiv. And he wasn't just Toiv, but he was Toiv Lakoil. He emulated Hashem. He was good for everybody. His brothers were selective. They were good to each other, but the Bnei Hashfochos, the inferior children, those who they considered inferior, the children that were born to the maids, them they didn't want to associate with. But Yosef HaTzadik was nar es b'nei Vilhov, es b'nei Zilpa. He befriended them and supported them and was makarei them. And then we see his brothers hate him. They're jealous of him, and they end up wanting to kill him. They sell him into slavery. He's sent down to Egypt. He's in Potiphar's house. And the Torah says, he's matzliach. He's matzliach. He has the name of Hashem on his lips all the time. How is he matzliach? What gave him that arichas sapayim? What gave him the patience to get through 10 years in prison, and then an additional 2 years, and the time that he spent in the house of Potiphar? The emuna. He never lost his faith in Hashem and in himself. He had complete faith that even though he's in the garbage, he's in the sewer, he's in Potiphar's house, he's in jail, years, never lost it. The faith was solid. His faith was solid. His tefillah, we could imagine, his tefillah was fantastic. Every day he prayed to Hashem, he pursued, and he overcame, he won. He went from the bottom of the bottom to the top of the top, where the Pasuk says, Yosef hu hashalit. He is the ruler over the entire land, which meant in those days he was the ruler over the world. The entire world economy was being regulated by what was going on in Egypt at the time. My rabbi, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrocha, went through a lot. He went through 6 years and 7 months in Siberia, in the Gulag. And he said there wasn't a day that went by that he didn't cry, that he didn't cry to Hashem. And he said he never lost faith. He never allowed himself to think that he's not going to get out of there. And then when he applied for a visa to leave Russia, to get to Eretz Yisrael, it took 38 years. For 38 years, he applied again and again. You were allowed to submit an application 2 or 3 times a year. And he said that every time they came back with a negative answer, it was like he died. And then he sat shiva for himself, in a sense. But then he picked himself up again and reminded himself, persistence, just keep at it, keep at it. And the last time he submitted an application, the person in the visa office said, Dorfman, that's you, just a minute. We have a message for you. And he was thinking, who knows, maybe, maybe. And they said, you should know there was a meeting here of all the top people in the visa office. And we came to a final decision that we're not accepting your application anymore, period. And he said he almost fainted. But then he reminded himself of what Paro said to Moshe Rabbeinu. That Paro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't ever want to see your face again. And then in the middle of the night, we have that famous song, Paro bi-pijama. Paro came out in his pajamas looking for, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? I need him to save us at the Makas Bechoros. And sure enough, my rabbi got out of Russia, got out of Siberia, got out of Russia, came to Eretz Yisrael and climbed a ladder to lead the Breslov Yeshiva in Yerushalayim to build the Klois in Uman, the largest shul possibly in the world. And because the Emunah never lost faith in Hashem, never lost faith in the Torah, the Tzadikim, and in himself. Kilo yucha, back inside, kilo yucha levalvoloi shum moinea lahapiloi biatzlus viatzlus chasashon. Because when a person has this faith, no obstacle in the world can mess him up or can cause him to fall into depression or laziness or to hold him back. Alideze chasashon. Rak yases shaloi bezrizus v'simcha. But rather, this person who has this faith, he does his thing with speed, with excitement, and with happiness. These are the key words here. Zrizus, simcha, go together with emuna, and atzlus go together with kas, and with lack of emuna. V'lo yistakel al kol habilbulim klal, and the person ignores completely, they don't look at all at the things that would want to disturb them. Shekol zehu bechinas erech apayim. All of this is under the term erech apayim, bechinas emuna, bechinas koyach hagoydel v'tsoymeach kanal. Now Rabbeinu Zal introduces another piece. V'da, you should know, she'erech apayim toloi be'eretz Yisrael. That this quality, this character trait of erech apayim, this ability to handle everything, and tolerate, and persist, and be patient, and overcome, and continue to grow, to be unstoppable, is dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Ki shom zoichem lebechinas erech apayim. It's in Eretz Yisrael that a person can achieve this quality of erech apayim. Ki Eretz Yisrael hu bechinas emuna. Because Eretz Yisrael is faith. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 37, Shon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna. Live in the land and be nourished with faith. We know that Shabbos is referred to as the symbol of Emuna. The Gemara says a person who observes Shabbos, it shows they believe in Hashem. A person who is Mechalel Shabbos, it's the opposite. When the Torah defines Eretz Yisrael, it refers to it many times as Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash, the land that flows with milk and honey. The last letters of Zovas, Cholov, Udvash spell the word Shabbos. to show that just like Shabbos is the Yisoid of Emunah, faith, so too Eretz Yisrael is the Yisoid of Emunah. And as the Gemara says at the end of Ksubas, page 111, Kol Hador Beretz Yisrael, Doime Kemishi Yesh Lo Yelokai. A person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, that person has Hashem. Nimtza, Sheretz Yisrael, Hu Bechinas Emunah. So Eretz Yisrael is the land of faith. Validei Emunah, Zoichen Hu Bechinas Arichas Apayim Kanal. And we saw before that through faith, a person is zoicha to this patience, this tolerance. Dahainu shelo yucha leval velo shum moinea ubilbul meavodosa kanal. Meaning that no obstacle, nothing can throw this person off the direction he's going in. Nimtza sheikar avoidas ish ha-yisraeli zoichin al yidei Eretz Yisrael. We therefore conclude that the real success in a Jew serving Hashem, a person is zoicha to through Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas emuna, bechinas arichas apayim, bechinas koyach hagoydel v'koyach hatzameach. Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with faith and this patience and tolerance and the ability, the energy to grow. Shayidei zeh zoichin lehischazek b'avoidosoi. This is what empowers the person to be strong in their service of Hashem, ulivli lehistakel al shum moineum akim avalvel, and to ignore completely any obstacles, any confusion, anything that would want to hold them back from continuing to advance in their service of Hashem. Shei efsha liskois lavoides Hashem be'emes kim al yidei zeh v'kanal. And Rabbi Nizal says it is impossible to really serve Hashem without these qualities, without this emunah, erech apayim, without this connection to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ikar goydel ha-hishtoikikus v'ha-hislavus shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shom, shel yemislav l'Eretz Yisrael kol kach, the main yearning and fire that was burning in Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had such a deep, deep, all-encompassing desire to get to Eretz Yisrael, Hoyorak bishvil mido zoi shel arichas apayim, was specifically and only in order to achieve this attribute, this erech apayim. Machmashero sheshom beretz Yisrael zoichen lebechinas erech apayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw and realized it's in Eretz Yisrael that a Jew can achieve real erech apayim. This is why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 111, Vayemaher Moshe, Vayikoid Atzo, Vayishtochu, that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard Hashem reciting the 13 attributes of kindness, Moshe Rabbeinu rushed and he bowed all the way down to the ground before Hashem. The Gemara says, Ma ro'o, what did he see that caused him to rush, Vayemaher, and to bow down? The Gemara says, Erech HaPayim Ro. He saw, out of all the different attributes that Hashem mentioned, Kel, Rachum, Vechanun, he saw Erech HaPayim, and that's what caused him to bow. Ki machma shero bechinas Erech HaPayim, shehu tolui beretz Yisrael kanal, because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu saw this attribute of Hashem, called Erech HaPayim, and he realized that this is dependent on Eretz Yisrael kanal, al kein therefore, Vayikoid Arzo. The word Vayikoid in Hebrew means to bow. Kido means bowing down. The word Yikoid also means to burn, a blazing fire. When the Torah speaks about the Korban Ola, the fire offering on the Mizbeach, it says, Hi ho'oilo al moikdo al ha-Mizbeach. Al kein Vayikoid Arzo, Rabbi Nizal translates this, Shehoyoliboi boyer. Vayikoid, he was burning Arza for the land, which is Eretz Yisrael. Kedei lizko is l'erech apayim kanal, in order to achieve that quality of erech apayim. V'zeh shomru sham, and this is why the Gemara tells us there, one rabbi said that he saw erech apayim. V'chad omar, the other rabbi says, emes ro, he saw the attribute of truth, emes, and that's what caused him to bow. Rabbi Nizal says, Mar Omar Chodo, Umar Omar Chodo, Veloy Pligi. This rabbi is saying one thing, and this rabbi is saying one thing, and they're not arguing. They're actually both saying the same thing. Ki Eretz Yisrael, Hi Bechinas Emes, Kemavur B'Mokom Acher. Because as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 47 in Likutei Moran, in the beginning, Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with Emes. In our chapter, we saw that Eretz Yisrael is Emuna, Shchon Eretz Rei Emuna. There, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz. Yaakov Avinu lived in the land. We know that Yaakov is Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that Eretz Yisrael possesses this quality, this attribute of Emes. So Eretz Yisrael is Emes and Emuna. Umasik Shom Bigamora, the Gemara concludes there. The Gemara goes through a whole back and forth, and the Gemara says, we see Erech HaPayim Ro, that the main thing that he saw was Erech HaPayim. Ki Iker Hu Bechinas Arichas HaPayim Kanal. Because the main thing is, in order for a person to succeed, in order for a person to keep advancing and coming close to Hashem, there must be obstacles. We know that a cycle is night and day. Vayhi erev, vayvoker, yoim echod. Night is called choshech. Choshech means darkness, and choshech also means obstacle, to hold back. V'loi chosachto es binchas hechidcho. It says that Avram Avinu did not hold back his son from offering him as a sacrifice. So before there can be day, before there can be a new day, there has to be the choshech, the obstacle, the tzimtzum, the confusion. And if a person can't handle that, they will not advance. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, v'tzorich kol odom levakesh me'Hashem Yisborach, every single person needs to plead with Hashem, sheyeh loy kisufim v'giaguim l'Eretz Yisrael. That we should have deep feelings and deep yearning for Eretz Yisrael. We should long for Eretz Yisrael. V'gam sheyeh giaguim l'chol hatzadikim l'Eretz Yisrael. And in addition, that all the tzaddikim should yearn for Eretz Yisrael. V'hu segula lahakas ula'atzvus. This can help tremendously to overcome anger and depression. Ki kol ha'koyes kilu oyved avodas akum. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, a person who gets angry, anger is compared to idol worship. Aval Eretz Yisrael hu b'chinas emunah. But Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with faith, the opposite of idol worship. Bechinas erech apayim, hepech hakas. It's patience and tolerance, which is the opposite of anger. Vezeh shekoydem kriyashma. With this we will understand also why, when we're about to say the Shema, which is our declaration, that's the ultimate declaration of faith in Hashem, shehu emunas hayichud. That's where we're showing that we believe in the oneness and specialness of Hashem. Onu mevakshim, first we pray for, v'hu yoylichenu koymemiyus le'artzeinu. May Hashem lead us in an upstanding way to our land, to Eretz Yisrael. Haynu shanu mevakshim u'mezgagim le'Eretz Yisrael. We're pleading for and yearning for Eretz Yisrael. Vaydeze zoichin le'emuna. And just by exercising those feelings alone, when a person yearns for Eretz Yisrael, they long for Eretz Yisrael, that gives them a connection to Eretz Yisrael. Hainu, through that, the person is zoche to emuna, faith. Hainu kriyashma, which is the kriyashma, shehu emuna, which is the declaration of our faith. Rabbeinu Zal explains in another place, I believe Rav Nosson Zal says this in Likutei Halachos, that when a person has a deep, strong desire for a mitzvah, their soul is reaching out to the mitzvah. The mitzvah reaches out to that person. Let's say a person is far from Eretz Yisrael. He's thousands of miles away. He needs an airplane. He needs money for a plane ticket. He needs this. He has a whole bunch of things that he needs. And we say Eretz Yisrael has everything. But now I'm outside of Eretz Yisrael. What do I do? Eretz Yisrael is the land of faith. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have that faith. What do I do? The answer is by yearning for it and longing for it, the mitzvah itself, Eretz Yisrael, throws out a rope to the person. It throws out part of the light of Eretz Yisrael, actually reaches out to the person where? In Cleveland, in Baltimore, in New York, wherever it is, and enables that person, if they choose to grab hold of that, and to be pulled in, that Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah itself, reels the person in and helps the person overcome whatever obstacles, the plane ticket, the this, whatever they need, to be able to get to accomplish the mitzvah that they want to accomplish. Before we take questions, the Meforshim, the commentaries, point out here on this Torah that if you look in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, page 111, where the Gemara speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu seeing Erech HaPayim and bowing, I believe right before that, the Gemara discusses the fact that when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Jews out of Egypt, he goes to Paroi, and Paroi not only is not impressed, but Paroi says, now we're going to make things much tougher and rougher for the Jewish people. We're going to give them the same quota. They're going to have to build the same amount of construction, but now they don't get bricks. They have to make the bricks themselves. And Moshe Rabbeinu is devastated by this. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Hashem complaining. And he says, Hashem, lama ha'ariyoisa lama zeh. Why did you do this terrible thing to this nation? Lama, why did you send me? Lama zeh shlachtani. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ato sireh. Now you're going to see. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. And the Gemara says, now you're going to see, but you're not going to see the Jews wiping out the 31 kings that are living in Eretz Yisrael and taking over the land. Why? And the Gemara says there that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not like the previous tzaddikim. Avram Avinu, I told him that I'll give him Eretz Yisrael, and then when it came to burying Sarah Imenu, he had to go through a whole negotiation, he had to go buy it, and he had to pay full price and everything. Yitzchok Avinu, I told him he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. Also, he digs a well, they stuff it up, and every kind of problem in the world, and they don't complain. They don't complain at all, no complaints. Yaakov Avinu, the same thing. But you, I sent you on this mission and it looks like it's not going right, so you're complaining. Now you're going to see, but you're not going to be the one to lead the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. And the Meforshim explain that this is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is telling us about here. That even Moshe Rabbeinu on his level, when he experienced such a punch in the stomach, that here he's coming, Hashem showed him miracles, and he performs miracles in front of Paroi, and he's representing Hashem, and he's so sure that he's going to succeed, and then suddenly he sees the exact opposite. And when a person is shown, when a person is trying to come close to Hashem and trying to do the right thing, and they get water spilled in their face, or mud spilled in their face, and they get insulted and stepped on, it's very easy for the person to lose it. It takes incredible, incredible faith. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us here that that faith comes from Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Mitzrayim. And that's why this test was so difficult. And that's why the Gemara says right afterwards that when Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of kindness, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Erech HaPayim, he bowed. He was burning, longing for Eretz Yisrael because he realized that the fact that by showing lack of tolerance, lack of patience, he lost out on Eretz Yisrael, that shows that this is what Eretz Yisrael is really all about. Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate, ultimate lesson in patience and tolerance for those who want to, for those who want. We know that there's an expression in Eretz Yisrael. If you look at your video screen, it's a silent expression. It goes like this. Whenever a person's in a hurry, a car in front of them is blocking them and the guy doesn't want to get out of the way, they're having a beautiful conversation and they don't care that there's eight cars behind them that are waiting on them, or a person's in a bank and he wants something to happen already. He's waiting and waiting and he's about to explode. And he looks at the person and says, no. And the person goes like this. They motion like this, which means patience. What's your problem? What's your problem? And we know that this is one of the tests that many people experience in Eretz Yisrael. People who are used to things being done quickly and suddenly they come to Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of Hashem and the land of Hashkacha Prati. And you would think that things here happen more quickly than anywhere else. And unfortunately, many times it seems different. If a person looks honestly, we know that this country now, from the time that it was established, is 70 years old, something like that. And it's competing with the United States, which is 200 and some years old, you know, in comparison. And competing with all the largest countries in the world in terms of how quickly things are moving here. So on one hand, if a person really wants to look honestly, they see that things are flying, things are... But while the person is experiencing it, just like a woman in pregnancy, how much longer can this go on? Every hour feels like a day, like a month. And the person's wondering, wow, it doesn't feel like 9 months, it feels like 900 years. But when we think of what's being created, the child that's being created in this pregnancy, that's more advanced than all the computers in the world put together and everything else in the world, this is an incredible, incredible, important lesson that Rabbeinu Zal gives us here. And for those that really want to get the full benefit of this, in Likutei Tfilos, prayer 84 is the one that corresponds to this chapter of Likutei Moran. And Rav Nosson Zal there is just unbelievable in how he expresses his feelings in wanting to get to Eretz Yisrael and in pleading with Hashem to help him avoid anger and lack of patience and lack of tolerance. It's a fabulous prayer that complements this Torah beautifully. Any questions, please?
So if a person, is your ideal goal to yearn or to actually be in Israel?
Very good question. Very good question. The answer is both. Certainly, when a person is not yet in Eretz Yisrael, then that person has to turn up the heat, you know, and long and yearn for Eretz Yisrael, and learn about Eretz Yisrael, and pray to get Eretz Yisrael. And even when a person is in Eretz Yisrael, then they have to pray to be zeicher to experience Eretz Yisrael to the fullest. There are maybe 20 prayers in Likutei Tfilos where Rav Nosson Zal prays to get Eretz Yisrael. And he was outside of Israel at the time. He was in Ukraine. So one of the great Breslov rabbis of the previous generation, Reb Shmuel Shapiro, somebody once asked him, one minute, we who live in Eretz Yisrael, do we skip those prayers? And he said, no, not at all. But instead of praying to get to Eretz Yisrael physically, we insert into the prayer an extra word. Hashem, let me be zeichet to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, to the qualities, to the attributes of Eretz Yisrael. Because a person can be in Eretz Yisrael and be in Japan if they don't want to draw upon themselves the qualities of Eretz Yisrael, if they're not trying to acquire this faith and this patience and this tolerance. I wanted to add one more very important thing. You're reminding me, nothing is coincidence. The Parsha in Israel, we're up to Parshas Shlach. In Chutz Loretz, you're 1 week behind us because of the difference in the calendar a little bit, because of the difference in the two-day holiday versus one-day holiday here in Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, yesterday on Shabbos at Mincha, we started reading Parshas Shlach, which speaks about the Jews about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and they decide they want to send spies first to check it out. And the spies go to Eretz Yisrael, and they come back, and unfortunately, they come back with a terrible report, and they try to dissuade the Jewish people from going forward, from going on to Eretz Yisrael. And in chapter 13, in the Chumash, chapter 13, Pasuk 32, the Pasuk says there, Vayotziu diba so'oretz asher toru oiso el bnei Yisrael, that these spies, they spouted forth Lashon Hara, they spoke bad about the land that they had gone to investigate to the Jewish people, saying, Ha'oretz asher avanu, this land that we passed through to check out, Eretz oicheles yeshveho, it's a land that eats up its inhabitants. It kills people, it's a killer land. V'chol ha'om asher ro'inu b'soicha, and all the people that we saw in Eretz Yisrael, Anshe Midois, are people of measurements. Anshe Midois. Now Rashi says on the word Anshe Midois, Gedoilim Ugvoyim. They're very tall. You have to describe them by measures. 8 feet tall, 20 feet tall, like Goliath. Like when the Torah speaks about Goliath, it says Govhoi Sheish Amois. He was 6 amois tall. And in Divrei Hayomim, Rashi brings a few psukim to show this. However, about 25 years ago, maybe even more, maybe 30 years ago, when I first moved to Eretz Yisrael, I met one of the Breslov rabbis in Eretz Yisrael at the time. His name was Rabbi Frank. He's long since passed away. And I told him that I just came to live in Eretz Yisrael. And it might have been around the time that we're reading this Parsha. And he said, I want to share something very important, very interesting with you. He said, these words, Anshe Midois, that are mentioned in the Chumash, which Rashi and most commentaries interpret to mean men of large size, if you look in the Yonasan Ben Uziel, the Targum of Yonasan Ben Uziel, which is considered very sacred, very holy, there he gives a different translation. He says, V'chol Amo de Gavor, the entire nation inside of Israel, Gavraya More Michlin Bishin, were people with evil character traits. Midois Ro'ois, evil character traits. Now, it doesn't say that in the Chumash. It doesn't say the word Midois Ro'ois. It just says Midois. So there's a commentary that expounds on the Targum Yonasan Uziel, and he says, the reason for this is that to say Anshei Midois, they're people of measurements, everybody in the world has measurements, every person according to their size. Everybody has a size. And he says, to say large, can't say that either. Because that's not really saying that much about them, number one. And in addition, he says, the next pasuk tells us that we saw Bnei Anok, these giants. So the next pasuk says they were giants. So therefore, he says, we must translate that it means that their nature was that they had midos rois, they had bad character traits. And again, the spies were saying that's because of the land that they live in. That the nature, teva ha'oretz, ha'megadeles tchunoi selu. That it's the nature of the land. It causes a culture of midos rois. And the rabbi said that he saw in a sefer a tremendous warning that a person has to be especially careful because many people who come into contact with Israelis, what they call Israelis, they say, boy, the last person I want to deal with is an Israeli, you know, implying that Israelis have bad character traits. And in labeling it as Israeli, chas v'shalom, they're associating it with the land of Israel. There's an implication there that the people that live in Israel, they have all of these bad character traits. And a Jew has to be extremely careful not to say that because, again, this was the Meraglim. This was their sin. That when they presented Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, they said the people of Israel are people who have Midos Rois. So if we see a person that has Midos Rois, we need to know that that person has not connected properly with Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the land of Emunah, Eretz Yisrael is the land of Aricha Sapayim, Eretz Yisrael is the land of Emes, Eretz Yisrael is the place of the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem. The eyes of Hashem are focused on it more than anywhere else in the world. And again, those that are privileged to live in Eretz Yisrael have to believe in this and appreciate it. Those that don't live in Eretz Yisrael have to long and yearn for Eretz Yisrael and to attach themselves to Eretz Yisrael. One of the ways that we attach ourselves to Eretz Yisrael is that whenever the opportunity presents itself to go to Eretz Yisrael, even for a visit, I'm not running to Miami and I'm not running to Swahili. Where are you going on vacation? To Aruba? No, to Israel. What do you mean? If I have a chance to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's my first choice in any situation. And number two, by supporting Eretz Yisrael, by supporting the people that live in Eretz Yisrael, that struggle, a person makes a partnership. He shows that I'm part of this. I'm investing in this. I'm invested in this. I'm a partner with the Torah and the Tefillah and the mitzvahs that are going on in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's see. We just have a few minutes. The beginnings are most difficult. Let's just start the next Torah to make it easier for the next week. Leiv Toher Broli Elokim. David HaMelech says, Hashem created in me a pure heart. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki ma shemedabrim beinoi levein koinoi, hu bechinas ruach hakodesh. When a Jew speaks to Hashem personally in his own words, that is an aspect of the divine spirit of Hashem speaking from within the person. V'dovar HaMelech olav ha-sholem, shehoyo ma'alosoi gedoy lamoid, and King David, who was on a very high level, Yosad Mizeh Sefer Tehillim. He established the book of Tehillim, the book of Psalms, from his personal conversations with Hashem. V'chein kol echod l'fi b'chinosoi, hu b'chinas ruach ha-kodesh. And so too, each and every Jew on his level, when he engages in this practice, this hispoidedus, this private, personal connection with Hashem, speaking to Hashem from the depth of your heart, that is an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. K'may Shekosuv, As the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 27, L'cho Omar Libi, to you my heart speaks. K'mo Shapirish Rashi, and as Rashi says on that, L'cho Bishvilcho, for you U'bishlichuscha, and in your service, Omar li libi, my heart said to me. We're speaking to Hashem, and we're saying to Hashem that Hashem, the words I'm speaking are on your behalf, and also I am your messenger. You're the one who sent me on this mission to speak to you. Meaning, shekol hadvorim shehalev oimer. This means that all of the words that the heart is speaking, Heim divrei Hashem yisporach mamish, are literally the words of Hashem. Hashem is the one who put those words into the person's mouth, into the person's heart, for the person to be able to speak them. V'hu bechinas ruach hakodesh. This is actually an aspect of the divine spirit of Hashem inside of the person. V'tzorech lechadesh tomid. Rabbi Nizal says it's very important when a person is engaging in this type of conversation in prayer that it should always be new, not to just be repeating the same things again, always new words, or saying the words with a new feeling, a new freshness. Levakesh b'chol pam b'tachnunim v'divrei ritzuyim chadoshim. To plead with Hashem every day with new pleadings and with new ways, coming up with new arguments and new ways to convince Hashem to be appeased, to be willing to bring me close to Him. We'll hold it over here. Rabbi Nizal is going to say now, in order to achieve this, a person needs purity of the heart. And in Yitzhak Hashem, next week we'll start again and hopefully we'll cover the entire chapter. Amazing coincidence, we're talking about the greatness of David HaMelech. I was just listening to the radio a few hours ago in Eretz Yisrael, and they were saying that tomorrow a large contingent of Greek Orthodox people are going to be going into the kever of David HaMelech. And unfortunately, the state of the government that we have today and the police today, on our day, on Shavuos, when there were thousands, which is the yard site of David HaMelech, thousands of Jews go to the kever of David HaMelech, and nobody stops the non-Jews from going also. They're also allowed to enter the building to do. On the day of the Greek Orthodox, last year, the police cleared out, no Jews are allowed in the building, in the entire building, whatsoever. And there's a police contingent that accompanies them. And unfortunately, originally the agreement was that even when they allow them, they wouldn't allow them into the actual room where David HaMelech is buried. But last year they went into the room, they burnt incense there, they carry their crosses there out in the open, which unfortunately is a desecration, a major desecration of the holiness of this site. We should be zecher to see the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, when the whole world will recognize that Eretz Yisrael is the land of Am Yisrael, and these holy sites are sites that are specifically appropriate for the Jewish people, Mitzvashem. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen.
Amen, Yishkayach Rabbi.
Sure. A wonderful week, and a wonderful Chodesh to everybody. All the best.
Thank you.
Sure.